And so by one spirit are we all baptized into how many? One body. That will answer a lot of questions, or bring answers to a lot of questions. One body, right? Whether we be who? Jews or Gentile. Whether we be bond or free. That will answer a lot of questions that men got. And this is why we have the problem, because men trying to push something that ain't God, and they got it in a church setting, and they read scripture from the Bible, then they twist them. But if we want to find out what Jesus is saying, accept what he says, because he knows what he's talking about. And so he said, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Then we will say it like this today, he said, whether you be what, Jews or Gentile. And we know Jews is the family of the nationality of people that Jesus were born into this earth through that race of people, right? But we know the Gentile, that's the rest of the races of people on planet Earth, right? Whether they be black, white, red, oriental, or Spanish, or whatever, Asian, it doesn't matter. Those are Gentile people. And those people, and these people, which includes us, we got different colors of skin, different texture skin, and all that, you know, I mean, different colors of skin, some light, some dark, a little darker, something a little darker, and so forth. But people try to make flesh be the important thing. And you know, right now, right where we live, we got clay, dirt. You start digging around here, you're not going to find any red dirt. You have to go further than in this spot, because a vein of clay, gray clay, runs through this area. That's all you're going to find. But if you move a little further, you run into some red dirt. You run into some a little darker than this, but it's all dirt. Come on now. I say it's all dirt. But we try to make flesh be the main issue. And when I get a different color, I'm better. But it's a heart issue. If you don't get your heart right by receiving Jesus, you can have all kind of, put all kind of stuff on that flesh. Paint it up, shine it up, make it look so pretty you can eat it up. But you still won't have anything of value when it comes to divine thing. If you want something that'll last, that'll stand, and help you get over your envy and jealousy and bitterness and all that, you get your heart right by receiving the love of God. And you lose sight of the color of the skin, because that's going back to the dirt anyway. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Only that which God has created new. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new creature. Old thing, what? That old hateful, envy, lying, unfair, cheating nature leaves you. Came from the devil anyway. He's a liar, cheater, killer, and a thief. He don't love nobody. I say he doesn't love anybody. Hallelujah. And then the love of God comes in, and you're changed from inside out. Hallelujah. You got something in here, and that's the real you, can dominate this out here.
Yeah.
It changed the way you think, when you get this word and read it and believe it and obey it, it'll change the way you think. It change the way you talk. It change what you say, change where you go, change how you act, change how you treat your wife, change how you treat your boss, change how you work on the job, change how you handle your money, change how you live. Change what you drink, change what you smoke. Hallelujah.
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 So he said, for by one spirit, for by how many? Now, where in the world, if we've all been baptized into the body of Christ, which that's the church, by one spirit, now where do we get all these denominations? We become different. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, above all, and in all. Now, where do we get all this? Man's and the devil. That's where it came from, man and the devil. But since we got it, we got enough wisdom to work with and try to and get everybody out of that crazy thinking and get over on the right track. We don't condemn anybody, but we just bring forth the truth so they can get out of that crazy condemnation. Because no denomination is going to save anybody. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If it ain't Jesus, you're not going to get any life. I don't care what denomination you're in, if you're saved in that denomination, you can preach the gospel and get things done. Go for it, boy. Go for it, girl. But if they won't let you preach the gospel, you just not wise to hang around this stuff. I'm not going to preach that garbage. Because people's lives are at stake. People are dying every day. And people are going to hell without being born again. That's the only thing going to change a person. They receive Jesus. And this need to be as clear so people can know. This need to be clear so people can know they can be born again. And the saints need to know how to work with God to get them to that place where they can know it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Or are you just sitting out there? And how do you do that? You have to learn how to, that's why we're talking about Holy Spirit. You have to learn how to yield and cooperate with Holy Spirit, because that's a way you can pray and intercede and travail for them and get them delivered from that devil so they can be born into the kingdom of God. But too many just go to church, they should be going to church. We ain't going to do that around here. I said, we're not going to do that around here. There's too many hurting people. Too many people lost, hurting, suffer at night, day. If it could be told, the stuff they can't rest good at night. But if you had Jesus, you could. And knew the word, you could. Because he brought peace to us. He didn't bring peace to this earth, but he brought peace to us. But he brought a sword to this earth. He used that whip in the temple. Because they was in there doing something. He drove them out of there. Get yourself out of here with this stuff. Didn't he do it? Come on. They was up in there doing something. That God hadn't ordered to be done. And he got them out of there. He got them a whip. I guess I'm going to get me one. So the people that want something can come and get it. But watch it. Watch it. Watch it. For by one spirit are you all, we all, for by one spirit, we all are baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentile, whether we be bond or free. Now watch this. And you, what is and? Where did my English teachers at? What is and? What did that mean? That's a conjunction, isn't it? In other words, I'm about to add something to just what I just said. Am I right? I'm about to add something else. I just said something. For by one spirit. How many spirits? One spirit. Are we all baptized into one body? It doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or Gentile. Don't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're bound, a bond, or free. It doesn't matter. Whether you're bond or free, it doesn't matter. And have been all.